Hey everyone. So this week I'm doing the last segment on Batman. I did the mind, the will, emotion of Batman over the last few weeks. And I just want to close out on the Batman section of this, on the spirit of Batman or the spirituality of Batman. In many ways, I see the spirituality of the character mainly being his love for justice. To me, that's exactly what Batman stands for, and it's exactly what Jesus stands for. Fairness, honesty, righteousness, and morality are all in line with what Jesus teaches and portrays, and Batman as well. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but there is a scripture that is in the Bible. It's in Isaiah 1:17, and it says, "Learn to do good, seek justice, help the oppressed, defend the cause of orphans, and fight for the rights of widows." And, you know, something, obviously, in the Bible it says to care for the orphans, and that's something that Batman clearly does as well with Robin. You know, there's not many superheroes out there. I mean, there's some, but, you know, that mainly they're known for bringing in this orphan, which is Robin. And that's something that Batman clearly has a passion for as well. You know, to me, Batman is merciful and forgiving. You know, maybe not as much as Superman, but he does learn through his parents' deaths to forgive and show mercy to bad people, you know, mainly villains, by not killing them, you know, letting them live, being merciful enough to lock them away and give them time to hopefully change their ways. That's similar to what the Lord does, you know, with people now. That's so the justice side of Batman, but also being merciful at the same time, and his love for helping people, specifically orphans, that's something that is unique to Batman. And also, you know, there's an author by the name of, I think it's Paul Essay or Essay. I don't know how you pronounce it. He wrote this really cool book, and it's called God on the Streets of Gotham. It's incredibly, like, it incredibly demonstrates how Batman can teach us about God and ourselves. It's super interesting. Everyone should check it out. I've seen it at like Barnes and Noble. I've seen it online. I think Amazon has it. It's an incredible book. I highly recommend it. I mean, you don't have to be a Christian to read it. It's just, it's so awesome about how it portrays, you know, the spirituality of Batman and how he compares to, you know, things in the Bible. It's really cool. But there's another scripture in the Bible as well that talks about, you know, orphans, and it reminds me of how Batman, you know, treats Robin. It says in Psalms 146:9 that the Lord protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and widows, but it frustrates the plans of the wicked. And then another one in Psalms 10:18, it says, "You will bring justice to the orphans and the oppressed, so mere people can no longer terrify them." And that's probably my favorite one, because that's exactly what Batman does with Robin. Not only does he just, you know, take in this kid, but, you know, he protects him. And he helps him, you know, be a fighter. And that's so important, you know, not to just say that, you know, you support something, but you actually go out there and help them and actually make a difference. And I love the fact that Batman does that with Robin. But anyway, those were just some of the main points on the spirit of Batman. Number one, his love for justice. But yet, two, how he's merciful at the same time. And then three, how he protects and defends orphans, which is all wonderful traits that, you know, in the Bible, Jesus says to do. So comment on this podcast. Let me know what you guys think. If there's anything you think that also Batman can relate to when it comes to things in the Bible, I'd love to hear your guys' opinions. So let me know.